This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, and we are talking about the upcoming National Ethanol Conference, which, Bob, I believe is a milestone for the industry, right?
It is indeed. It's our 20th anniversary of the National Ethanol Conference, and this year we're going to be in Dallas, Texas, the belly of the beast, to be talking about all things ethanol and market-related.
And what is the theme for this 20th annual conference?
Our theme this year is going global. We wanted to reflect how this industry, the ethanol industry, has continued to grow and evolve, and if the United States is going to put arbitrary constraints on how much ethanol can be used and blended into gasoline, and we're going to find markets elsewhere. The export market has been increasingly important. We will export 840 million gallons last year. We hope to be more than a billion gallons in 2015. And the export markets for both ethanol and distillers feed products has just been increasingly important to the bottom line of the U.S. ethanol producer.
Well, along with that theme, I understand you're having a globally focused keynote speaker.
Indeed, we do. Former trade ambassador and mayor of Dallas and still a close confidant of this administration, Ambassador Ron Kirk, is going to be our keynote speaker. He's going to be talking about trade issues, talking about the implications for increased trade from our industry and looking at trade more generally. And I think it's going to really enhance the program and the discussion this year.
What are some of the other things that you have planned for the meeting?
Well, of course, as we always do, we'll be talking about the important issues affecting the industry. We've got from EPA, Chris Grumler is going to come in and give us an update on the RFS and where the agency is in getting an RVO out for 2014, 2015, and hopefully we have a discussion about what the agency is planning for 2016 as well. We also have a panel following Mr. Grundler's remarks talking about the RFS and LCFS programs around the country. What is the future of these programs? Can we get the RFS back on track? Is there a role for low-carbon fuel standards across the country in the various states? So that'll be an interesting discussion. We've got, as the theme would suggest, panels to discuss the export market opportunities for ethanol and distillers feed. We'll be talking about some of the challenges with respect to rail. And I always get to host a panel of Washington insiders in which I get some of my friends, some are foes as well, to talk about what's going on Capitol Hill, what we can expect from Congress this year. And that is always a lively and, I hope, informative discussion. Promises to be, I think a truly educational conference discussion and a great opportunity for networking for the entire industry.
Now, who attends the National Ethanol Conference?
Well, we've got a great mix of ethanol producers, refiners, gasoline marketers, policymakers. We get some farmers. We get policymakers, so it is a very eclectic group. We even get some academia, but it is we'll have close to 1,000 people, if not more than 1,000, and it'll be all ethanol all the time.
Why would you suggest anybody attend this event who maybe hasn't come or hasn't come for a while?
First of all, you're going to learn all that you need to know about what's happening in the ethanol industry. What are the risks of policy changing the course of the marketplace this year. You'll also get a lot of information about current marketplace trends. If you are in any way associated with the ethanol industry, people have found they need to be part of this event.
Well, when we look at 20 years, it's almost a generation. So how would you say the ethanol industry today matches up with the ethanol industry 20 years ago? Would you say this isn't your father's ethanol industry anymore?
Without a shadow of a doubt. I remember our very first conference. It was held in Des Moines, Iowa in the middle of January, and it was 22 below zero. We did have a couple hundred people in the room. It was all ethanol people. Governor Branstad, who was governor then as well, gave a riveting speech to all of us. But it was like family. We've grown up a lot since then. Last year, actually, an analyst that covers our industry grabbed me after the event and said the thing that struck her the most was that this is now, in her view, a very mature industry. And that's what I see as well. The industry has grown up. Back when we had our first National Ethanol Conference in 1995, we were producing less than 2 billion gallons of ethanol. We're going to produce 15 billion gallons this year. We were a regional fuel in those days. We are now marketed coast to coast and border to border. Ethanol blends are ubiquitous in the U.S. motor fuel market. And again, as the conference theme suggests, we are going global. So this is an industry that is light years ahead of where we were 20 years ago. And that will become crystal clear as you listen to the discussions from the stage, but also as you have the opportunity to network with folks in the industry, folks that are selling to the industry, refiners and marketers that are there, analysts that cover the industry. You know, you get a real sense of the depth and the breadth of the U.S. ethanol industry.
All right, and we will be there bringing all the sounds and sights of the convention to those who can't be there. If you would like to be there, the 20th anniversary of the National Ethanol Conference, February 18th through the 20th at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Grapevine, Texas, go to nationalethanolconference.com for registration and more information. That's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.